Blog Talk Radio.
The man with a 10-inch cock.
Bram Blair.
Great.
Another faggot son of a bitch.
Nicola! I liked
it!
The God!
Hello and welcome to another edition of, well, I guess it's the Dorkcast tonight. So since we have our old faggot co-host on the line, since the other two couldn't bother to show up tonight, so what's going on, fag?
Oh, what's up, fat ass? Are you able to hear me all right?
I hear you fine. Are you using your wife's headsets? Because you're stuck.
Yeah, I'm using my wife's headset. Yes, and I'm plugged in, so yeah. It's about as best as I'm going to do. If it fucks up, too bad. I can sleep, but I think that's even worse.
you sound fine, so I think we're good to go on that end. So what's going on? How's life in fucking Guam?
It's 87 degrees, sunny, as it is every day. I don't want to hear Brian complaining about goddamn rain ever again. It dumps like 10 times as worse as it would ever dump in Seattle here every day. For about 10 minutes, and then we get a rainbow. But it's just unbelievable. It's just rainy, rainy, rainy. Life in Guam is good. It's good. And anyone who wants to come visit, please shoot me a PM on the board or let me know, and we'll see if we can arrange hanging out. I need some friends, motherfuckers.
When are you gonna have your rich wife pay for my trip?
Well, that's the thing. I got a bazillion frequent flyer miles. I could possibly help you or someone else, no blacks, come over to Guam if you really wanted to go. It's a long ass flight though, and I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Are you a beach guy?
As long as there's some weed and a cold beer, I can hang out on the beach. I got no problem with that.
There's definitely that. Actually, there's quite a bit of meth on this island as well. So if you're into that, man, every time you're just walking down to the beach, these just fucking messed out dudes just stumble up to you, and they've got like just their eyes are just gone, and they just reek, and they like have no teeth, and you just know they're cooking meth, and they just mumble and just gibberish. It's great. It's kind of scary, but it's great.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bunch of rich old white school scientists that are retiring and going down to Guam and cooking up some meth after they watched Breaking Bad.
You know, you're probably right. Because there's a lot of rich white retired military, but I don't know if they're scientists. But hey, man, you don't have to be that smart to cook meth.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. You just have to have when it comes to meth, you just have to have a will, and you will find a way.
Yeah. And you just need some internet instructions and a trailer to burn down.
Right.
Man, I had like 10 things I wanted to talk about. Man, I went to UFC Macau. It was crazy. Heard of
I was gonna. I responded to you in your thread. I couldn't believe you're actually going. How long did it take you to get there?
It's only a 5-hour flight from Guam, but you got to take when you get. We flew into Hong Kong International Airport, and then you have to take a ferry over to Macau Island, which is. You know, I don't really know. I can't remember what they're called. They're like special republic areas, possibly, of China. So it's China-owned, but it's like a different country. So you have to go in and out of immigration. That's a pain in the ass. So it took us a while, actually, to get through all of that nonsense. The ferry ride's about 2 hours, I think. Man, ferry rides are cool. They're way better than flying. They're slower, but, man, there's... You can do whatever you want in a fucking boat. Walk around, fucking cartwheel down the aisle. There's plenty of space. It just makes you sick when you get on an airplane.
Right.
But when we got to Macau, when we land in Hong Kong, there's so many fucking people there. There's 20 billion people there. But you would just be able to just bowling pin through them all. I tower over them at my incredibly tall 6-foot body. They're all like 5'8" or less, but the fights were, it was at the Venetian, in the Cotai Arena in the Venetian. The Venetian is, and you know, you've been to the Venetian, right?
I've been to the Venetian in Vegas. Is it like that?
It's exactly the same. It's no shit. Exactly the same. Pretty much the same layout. The casino. Yeah, it's awesome, and it's just like Vegas. Packed with chinks and Japs.
A lot of high Asian girls, I would imagine.
Oh, you! I was thinking about you the whole time. I was like, Doug, you wouldn't be able to walk through here without cum in your pants. I don't know if there was many strippers, or I mean not strippers, hookers. There wasn't really a seedy area of it, you know? You know how you get to the one section of the strip where it's sort of like all those Mexicans are slapping those cars together?
Yeah.
I didn't see any of that. I'm sure there is, but.
Hey, I'm sure wherever there's like resorts and casinos and some types of shit, there's got to be hookers around.
But they just didn't make it as obvious.
Yeah, they find stuff a little better since they're Asian. You know, they have a little more class.
those Asian businessmen, man, they're crazy though. They get falling down drunk in the street, and it's like, man. You guys won't even show cock in your porn, but you just get fucking hammered anywhere.
Right? Man, one thing about those fights is, for the most part, that show kind of just was, I don't know, none of the fights were really any good until the very end. It's a big knockout.
Yeah, it sucked. It was, I went home, I watched it live, I watched every single fucking round. It was the first 11 matches or whatever were decisions. And I watched them all. It was a long 5 hours. And I came home and rewatched them. I was like, yeah, this is kind of a boring show. The only match that got over was Tikan Jung versus John Tuck. Tuck's a local fighter here in Guam. He made his – he fought in the house to Ultimate Fighter 2 seasons ago, and he broke his toe and didn't win his fight. So
is that the one that was the toe was all deformed and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I remember that. That was all fucked up. That thing was
the middle toe.
And, like, barely hanging on, dude. It was like, oh, dude.
Yeah, it was quite the scene with his middle toe just, like, bent straight up in the air and, like, kinked at a 90-degree angle. But he got that straightened out. So they signed him. They pretty much brought him in to lose to this Chinese kid. I guess he's not a kid.
Yeah,
he's, like, 35.
He was a token Chinese fighter, since they're in China, or supposedly in China.
Yeah, and so the fans there, like, they didn't even know what UFC really was. Like, there were so many casino comps, and people, they don't air UFC in China. So anybody who was local, for the most part, didn't know what the fuck was going on. They didn't know anybody, and they just heard, you know, China, and so they went crazy for them. And there was quite a few people from Guam as well, so... That fight got over, even though it wasn't a tremendous fight. It was a good fight. And Tuck won, so he's going to be fighting in Japan coming up in the February. So.
That's cool. I like how they're being fucking racist on this show, You know, they decided that they were going to book pretty much all their Asian fighters, all their Japanese, all the Korean fighters, and the dude from Guam. And we're going to book all these dudes, and these Chinese people, these Asian people are going to go wild and cheer for them and crazy. And fucking Chinese don't give a fuck about Japanese or Koreans.
No, they don't. You're right. In fact, they
like,
hate them.
Fuck these motherfuckers.
Right. That is kind of racist. Yeah, because fuck, the Koreans hate the Japanese. They fucking took over their land.
And I'm sure the Chinese and the Japanese don't get along. So it's like, you know, they figure since they have slanty eyes that they'd all, you know, they'd all be like one big happy family, but it don't work like that.
Right. We'll put all the pie-faced slant eyes in a show. But there was some cool shit. I mean, I got to see Takanori Gomi. I love him. He's great.
I was going for him because I don't really like Danzig, but I thought he got kind of lucky on that decision.
Man, I don't think he did. I think he won the fight. And, yeah, I don't really like Danzig either. He's a vegan homo. But, I think Gomi won. It's so much different. It really is watching it live and watching it at home. It's hard, man, when you're up close and you don't have, you know, in this case it was Ken Flo and John Hanek in your ear. You have a different perspective on that, on all fights, just hearing the slaps, and all you're doing is watching, you know, the impact and stuff. It's different. So I don't think Gomi, I think he won.
Well, I'm glad he won either way, so I mean.
Right.
You know.
Wade, what did you think about GSP fight?
And I thought that was the first time I've seen GSP in an exciting fight since, what, like the first Matt Hughes fight? Or maybe the first BJ Penn fight? I mean, the dude's been in some fucking boring-ass fights, dude, since he's been champion. And this one was actually kind of exciting because he almost got his ass kicked there. But I got to give him credit. I mean, he seems like he's a lot mentally tougher than he used to be because you remember when Sarah cracked him, he quit, dude. I mean, he basically quit once he got cracked. And he got cracked and he didn't quit this time. And he fought through it and he even dominated the last 3 minutes of the round. And I thought he looked good. I mean, and you could tell he was a little rusty. So, I mean, he can only get better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't think he was – I think he was a little gun-shy. But I think it was good for him. He proved he can survive a war. He proved, you know, he can go on his knee. And he also proved that Condit's a much tougher motherfucker than we all thought he was. So yeah. I don't think it was bad on GSP at all. I had a buddy who told me he thought the fight was shit. I was like, dude, I was, like, running in place the entire match. Like, I was didn't sit down once. I was so pumped for that match. Like, eh, is that right? Is that... Like, fuck up. Yeah, get out of here. Like, if you don't think that fight's exciting, then you don't think any fight's exciting.
You were just excited because you let him in his little fucking shorts.
I did have a boner, but that was, I think it might have just been, you know, testosterone related, not because I was hard for GSP.
If you say so. Speaking of like GSP, you know, now I like how GSP doesn't really give a fuck because the whole fight, almost the whole fight, they got the little box in the corner showing fucking Anderson Silva. And all Joe Rogan is talking about is potential fucking fight. And they get to the end of the fucking fight, he wins. Anderson's too cool to fucking be a dick and go into the ring. But he's just chilling out outside. So Rogan tries to save it with GSP, and GSP is like, oh, we're just going to talk about it. We'll think about it, going on vacation. But
yeah,
Dana White's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I would have been pissed. Because I was like, you know, you go out there and you say it, and you can backpedal later, but don't go out there and give your honest answer. Go out there and say, yeah, fuck yeah, we're going to do it, and pipe everybody up and create that moment. Yeah, that was a missed opportunity by GSP. You can have your fucking, you can't pull you out later and be like, no.
Yeah, well, GSP is one of these fighters that don't fuck around, you know. He's not going to fight injured. He's not.
Right.
He's, you know, they're very, you know, they're not all gung-ho, do whatever, like, you know, some fighters are. So he thinks this shit out. So I mean, and I can't blame him because he's at the disadvantage. He's going to be fighting a guy who's bigger than him. His one weakness is he doesn't have the strongest chin. You can hurt him if you hit him. And he's talking about the best, him going against the best stand-up fighter there is. So, I mean, it's, especially his guy being bigger than him. And being bigger than him, GSP's big thing now is, you know, his wrestling, taking people down. So, can he take the bigger guy down? So, even if Anderson cuts down to his weight, he's still going to go in there about 20 pounds, 25 pounds heavier by the time of the fight. So, I mean, I can see where GSP wants to make sure, basically he did that. It was, in a way, it was kind of like a fuck you to Dana to tell you, hey, don't expect me to do this for free. They're going to, basically, if they fight and they fight in a big old stadium, they're not going to make that much money, like with the WWE with Brock Lesnar, because they're going to have to pay fucking those two dudes so much fucking money. It's going to be ridiculous, and they both fucking know it.
Yeah, but I think it's something UFC has to push for, but I would personally, as a fan, I don't really want to see it. I feel like after that fight, we don't need to see GSP get beat. I like the legacy of both of them. That's the problem, is one of them has to lose. And even though it may not kill them, I like where they're at. I like the status that they've achieved. And yeah, even if you beat Anderson, you haven't made GSP a bigger star, and vice versa. So you need someone else to beat those guys for the first time,
It's trying to be like the, it's like wrestling nowadays. It's a quick fix. Like their pay-per-view buy rates are down. Their viewership's down. So they want to have the biggest fights they can have. Okay, let's have a $1 million fight. But when you do that, you kind of tarnish the reputation of one of your guys. And it's like, let's say GSP loses and then he fights, he defends against Hendricks. I mean, it's not a big deal because you just saw him lose, or the same thing with Silva. It's like, it's a big fight and they'll make a lot of money for sure. And in the short run, it's good. But in the long run, I think it hurts somebody because you don't end up, it's like when the second guy to beat GSP, it doesn't mean as much because he's the second guy to beat him, or the same thing with Anderson. And then if they want to do, let's say they want to do Anderson, the GSP, Anderson beats GSP, and then they want to do Anderson Jones, it's like you could kill one, you could kill Jones, their youngest prospect, he could go in there and get his ass kicked for once, and then, he'll be kind of damaged. So it's like a quick fix. I mean, but then again, it's a good thing. In some ways it's bad, but it's not like they're building stars or anybody. It's not like there's anybody, like, who's the next big young guy coming out. I mean, it's like there's so many shows and so many fires. It's like I forget who's who.
Yeah, you're right. That's their main problem, is there's too much product. And now with Strikeforce dying, there's going to be even, more focus on the UFC. They're in trouble. I mean, they're not financially in trouble yet, but they are heading down that WCW pathway with, the same dudes on top and not making new stars. And that's really sort of what I learned about at the Fuel Show, is like, I'm a fight fan and I'll watch any fight, but I mean, that place didn't sell out. It wasn't even close. They could have put another 10,000 people in there. There was only 9,000 people. They had the ends totally blocked off. They didn't have any stars, and even I'm a Franklin fan, and even I was like, man, it's Franklin. They got to get those new guys. Like, I was watching Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz. Like, they did like this documentary on Fuel. I can't remember what it's called. It's called Bad Blood, actually. And it's just all about their feud. And I was like, man, that shit was awesome. Like, they got to start finding the new Tito, really. They need a new heel. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to ask you a question.
What
the fuck was up with that video, your karaoke entry? That was your video entry was so bad.
What was wrong with my video entry?
One, what song was it? I didn't know the song. Was it an Eagles song?
No, you're kind of close. It was a Jim Croce song. It was the Operator.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
You know who Jim Croce is?
Yes, I do.
he had that big ass fucking mustache and the curly hair, and he sang Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Yeah, okay. I know who Jim Croce is.
Yeah.
Where'd you get those sunglasses?
I got those sunglasses courtesy of a very beautiful Irish girl at WrestleMania last year.
Oh, okay. Did you think you had an honest chance of winning?
Hell yeah, I was awesome.
You don't even have a video game system.
I was going to give it to Barb's kids for Christmas.
Fair enough. All right. That was the best. Kendra and I watched every one of those videos. That was the best contest I've ever done. It was so funny.
I didn't go back and do that and watch and listen to it while I was, you know, and watch the videos too. And Brian had to kind of talk over mine, the fucking asshole. I was in a bad spot because I had heat with the fucking one of the judges.
You got heat with all the judges.
At least I touched Whitney's heart, so that's all that mattered to me.
I think she was lying about that, and I think by touch your heart, you mean maybe clogged an artery.
She loves me, dude. She loves me.
And Lady J was awesome. I was like, man, I know she, like, just looking at it, it's like, oh, man, I know she's got, like, secret pipes that are just going to win. Like, she's not getting on there unless she's good. And sure enough, she was good. And then.
Yeah, she was, I got to give Lady J credit because I didn't hear her until I listened to the show. I didn't listen to any of the videos before the thing. And I figured she'd be okay, but, I mean, she actually has talent. I mean. I was kind of blown away. And, you know, it's not like she did, like, the easiest song, you know.
I really thought, I was like, well, this is a dead ringer for whoever does Roll Out the Barrels is going to win this contest. And the guy who did that was great. And I can't remember who exactly won or whatever, but, dude, everyone did such a fucking hilarious job. It was so funny. 30 minutes pure entertainment.
The guy who won was talking to Brian for a while on the board.
Who?
Dick Trickle is his name. And he made a thread one time because he decided, because you remember way back before Whitney's name had ever been mentioned, there was like hints that Brian might have had a girlfriend. And
yes.
This dude read Brian's book, and in Brian's, you know, where he thanks a lot of people, Whitney's actually in there, but he thanked some other girl. So this guy investigated this other girl and posted photos of her from college on the board and, like, a bunch of stuff about her on the board. And thought he, like, figured it out, and Brian's like, you know, wrong. And, I mean, he went through, like, a lot of trouble to, like, expose this stuff. I mean, it was pretty fucked up, actually.
Yeah. That sounds pretty fucked up. But that's why we give each other shit on the board, though. I don't know. I feel pretty comfortable with everybody, you know, being assholes and goofing on each other. Hey, actually, I wanted to ask you a question about, I thought this is who you're going to mention. Kendra just became friends with Granny on Facebook, and she said that there was some photos, I didn't look at them, of somebody dressed up as Brian in a bunch of photos and asking if Granny would be her grandson or something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I'd have to kind of go back and check those out then.
I don't know. I can't remember what his name was, like YYYY or something. I can't remember.
Hmm. All I know is that, you know, your wife had made a post on Facebook, and then I made a comment, and she deleted her post, and we did it like a couple minutes later.
Recently?
Yeah, just a few weeks ago. It was, it was the night of the GSP fight, I think.
Oh, she spelled something wrong. She spelled something wrong.
Because I responded that, I hate your husband or something like
that. No, she asked me how to spell a word, and I told her, and she was like, oh, shit. And then she went and did something on Facebook. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I made a mistake. Can't remember what the word was. Anyway,
doctor asked your advice on spelling.
Hey, I am a fucking teacher. I know English. Have you ever seen a doctor write you ever seen a doctor's handwriting? All they do is write in the shorthand code all day. Just like, I'll see some notes or something that it's fucking illegible because they have to write so much and so fast and make annotations and shit. And it's just, she doesn't know how to spell. I'm sure she can smell much better than you.
Well, I'm sure anybody could. But speaking of doctors, I had to see a dermatologist the other day, and this woman was the hottest fucking doctor I ever seen in my life. And she was like early 20s, Hispanic, about 6 foot, and then wearing leather boots, and just was smoking hot, and it had her hands all over my butt.
So you have syphilis or something?
No, I don't have syphilis. I don't have any venereal disease, luckily. Like, thank God the hookers in Vegas, you know.
What's growing on your butt?
There's nothing on my butt. She just kind of had to touch my butt.
So what's wrong with you? You brought up some, you're going to the dermatologist. You better fucking tell us or we're just going to make up a bunch of herpes jokes.
I have fucking this
just
fucking...
Just say eczema. It's the easiest answer.
No, I have an abscess, dude. It's on the small of my back. It's right above my butt.
Oh, okay. Did she lance it?
No, but she set me up with a dude, like a surgeon, and they're going to cut it out in about a little over a week.
That's no big deal. I've had those done. Yeah. Yeah, so they'll
just
go. It's probably...
They gotta cut deep, dude, and it's right by the fucking spine, so I'm kind of worried about how it's going to hurt after surgery.
Oh, no.
They better use some goddamn good pain pills is all I know. I want to see the prescription for the Vicodin before you touch me, motherfucker.
No, ask for Percocet. Percocet's stronger.
Okay, Percocet. All right. Sounds
Vicodin's
good.
For babies. No, what they're going to do is they'll give you, like, a shot or two in the area of, like, whatever the local anesthetic is, and then you won't feel a thing, and then they'll go in. It's probably a hair follicle that's been clogged or something. They'll go in, they'll slice it, they'll pull it out, they'll drain it, and then you'll just have, like, a cut on your back. It won't be painful at all. They probably won't even give you drugs.
Oh, that's
but,
awesome.
Well, but I would, you know, if you want to cry about it, yeah, you could probably force their hand into it.
Right?
Yeah, well, it's not going
to... I'll start screaming that I'm in pain, and it'll be like... And hopefully I'll time it right that way when they're actually doing it, not before they start, and they'll know I'm faking it.
That's a good plan. So,
right,
hey,
the scalpel will be an inch away, and I'll start screaming like a bitch, and they'll be like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, all right, yeah, this guy's a pussy. What are you still doing in Texas? Why haven't you moved to Colorado yet?
I don't have a hard problem smoking now, so it's not like it affects me really.
I mean, that's a good point.
Speaking of, I'm just gonna load up my bong right here and hit it. See, no one's breaking down my door to arrest me.
Do you do this with Craig on the line? Because I'm pretty sure he wouldn't approve.
He got offended because I took a hit one time when we were talking about Scott Hall falling off the wagon.
Man, damn it! I was gonna open today with me faking a heart attack like Jerry Lawler. I'm going with the whole thing was an angle.
With Jerry Lawler, who knows? You know.
Yeah.
I love
were you
Paul
offended
Hayden
by that
attack.
Angle?
That was awesome. The what?
Were you offended by that angle?
No. I thought it was because I was laughing my ass off at Paul Heyman. I thought he was great.
Yeah, I wasn't. I don't get offended by anything. But I feel like they should have done that next week. Like, they should have just given it a week. But they should have brought Lawler out, had their moment, and then you can do it. Like, that's the only complaint that I see that was even valid. Like, you just jumped the gun. You had a nice moment. People would like it. They'd tune in the next week. And then you shoot your angle. That's the problem with WWE is they have to go so fucking fast. Like, let us have the moment that we want to have, and then you can fuck with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they don't think things true. They just fucking boom, boom, boom.
Right. And it wouldn't have drawn any more or less or offended any more or less people, but it probably would have offended less people because, like, all right, Jerry came back. They could have even had him do a second promo And then they're like, then they make the jokes or whatever. Yeah, Heyman's fake heart attack was great. Have you ever seen anybody have a heart attack in real life?
I've never seen anyone have a heart attack, but I've seen them wheel out old dead people in Vegas after they've had a heart attack in the casinos. I've
really? Like in Vegas?
I've seen that happen like 4 or 5 times, yeah.
Wow. How do you know it was a heart attack? I guess you just asked or whatever, but...
Yeah, well, and they were all old. I mean, there was like one time I was downtown, and they wheeled an older person. They were wheeling out of the casino already. And one time at Caesars, we saw them hauling ass, and then a few minutes later, we saw them walking back the other way with the old person on there and shit.
Oh God!
I almost saw someone get hit by a bus, Final Destination style. It happened about a block away from us where we were, so we didn't see it, and it was too jam packed. They had to cut off traffic, so we couldn't drive by to see it, but. Yeah, somebody said it was all like that the dude got fucking just destroyed by the bus.
Just head on.
Yeah, he just
man
stumbled drunkenly into the street and the bus just boom. So
that's not the way I'd want to go. I don't know. We had a student kill himself via jumping in front of a Mack truck one of my first years teaching at one of the schools I was at. And he was jogging and just decided, you know what, that's it. That's a wrap. Dove in front of the fucking Mack truck and not a good sign. Hey, let me tell you kind of a funny story. Not that funny. My parents' house burned down 2 days ago, the day before Thanksgiving in St. Louis.
Yeah, that's the perfect way to start that story by saying, I'm going to take some fun.
Well, no, but my question, it's a two-story house. The second story is destroyed. The first story, it's damaged but not gone. So my parents are going through a lot of shit. But all of my, childhood stuff was, yearbooks and whatever. I didn't move to Guam with every possession I own. I didn't move to Florida either, So all that shit's gone. And, I could give a fuck less. I'm seriously was just like, moving on. My mom's, destroyed. She's, she had more shit there, obviously. But if that happened to you, what's a more appropriate reaction than the one I'm having? Should I just not be laughing?
Honestly, I really don't own a lot of shit.
Right, I don't own any shit either.
I really don't. I mean, basically, my mom decided to leave the house before I did.
I forgot.
So everything was already here, dude.
Right.
So I don't, the couch, aren't really mine. I mean, nothing's really mine here, except for, I got some old, bunch of old comic books. And I guess I'd be sad if my giant size X-Men number one got burnt up.
I got a ton of old baseball cards and shit that's, probably not worth much, but sentimental or whatever. I guess I'm just not a very sentimental dude. I guess I just don't really give a fuck about possessions. But
I guess I'd be kind of down if I lost, my yearbook and memory book, because I will check those out every once in a while. But, if the house burnt down, I'd be sad because I wouldn't have a place to fucking live. But, I mean, as far as, my possessions, it's, not really much here, honestly. I mean, there's a few token souvenirs, but it's not like I even look at them or see them the majority of the time anyway. So it's, I guess I'd be exactly how you are about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, so I'm not insane, or we're both insane. But, I have that same response, you'll be driving and, you'll look down or whatever and you look up and you're just about to hit something and you swerve it, and you miss it and you have, that heart pulse. I'm always just like, moving on. What are you going to do? So I'll be driving with Kendra and she's like, oh, my God, you need to fucking whatever. I don't know. I guess I don't value my own life as well.
Well, I'm sure she values her life more than you do.
Well, absolutely. I would be devastated if she died.
I'm sure she'd be devastated if she died too.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, that was just an interesting thing that happened to me recently, and I was like, I'll bring that up. And fucking, what the hell's going on in Louisiana? Oil rigs are exploding like crazy. Why is anybody still living in that goddamn state? Get the fuck out. Fool me once with Katrina, then you stick around for a second hurricane, you morons. Get out of that state. Is shit like that like going on in Texas?
No, but, you know, you got these black Republicans like Rodney, you know.
I know.
Stubborn and
black.
Shit.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not leaving my ranch. Nonstop cattle talk with Rodney. Oh, I got all these heifers I got to keep, you know, got this ranch I got to upkeep, and, you know, he's a huge, he loves farming. That's our new angle on making fun of Rodney. I got all this cotton I need to pick. God, that was a good one.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad that everyone's calmed down from the election, because I'd get around the election time, I was getting all these angry texts from Rodney. Not angry to me, but just angry in general about fucking people pissing them off about their politics and this and that.
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, secretly, I'm sure he voted for Obama, but he'll never admit it. I voted for Obama. I'm sure you have a felony, so you can't vote. And
no, that was only twice, and that was only for like 6 months.
Okay, but did you vote?
Yeah, I voted. I actually voted at my old high school, which is like 100 yards away from here, so I just walked up there and went at the perfect time when there's no line. It took me like 2 minutes, but I do got to say that I'm pissed off because I didn't get no fucking sticker.
Why?
I don't know. I went and I voted. I get on Facebook. I see all these people posting pictures of their little fucking sticker, and I didn't get a fucking sticker, and it pissed me off.
Do you have a sticker collection?
And then at the end of the night, everyone's all, ooh, Obama, or boo, Romney, this, that. I was like, fuck that. I still don't have my sticker. What the fuck, man?
What a thing to get pissed about. I think Romney was pissed about all the everybody saying they're going to secede or move to Canada or move to Australia or whatever.
I got an angry text from him while he was in line to vote because he was bitching about all the people who were sneezing and sniffling and sick, and he's all worried he's going to get a cold.
I do hate that. I hate when people go into public when they're sick. Stay your ass home for 48 hours and don't bring your goddamn sniffles near me. Oh, it's just a cold. It's just a cold that I don't want. You know? It's just AIDS. Yeah. They got medicine for it now. Oh, okay. Let me just fuck you in the ass. It's just AIDS. I'm sorry. I'm just giving you fuel to fire. But I don't think these fucking idiot Republicans, they're like, oh, I'm going to Australia. It's like, oh, guess what? In Australia, they force everyone to vote. They have an atheist prime minister or president or whatever they call it. They allow gay marriage. So those are the things that you don't like. You're going right to the mecca of it.
What's like speaking of like on my Facebook, all of my English friends were all fucking anti-Romney, pro-Obama, you know, totally to the night, more than the Americans, it seemed like. And then all these people, well, we'll go to Europe. It's like, go ahead. They're more pissed off about your day than we are.
Yeah. A lot of people aren't happy, but here's what I got to say to everybody who voted for Obama the first time or the second time. The first 4 years are softening up the body. Now he's going for the head. He had to play bullshit and play nice, and now he's going to bring it. Because, you know, the first four are about getting reelected, and it was an experiment, and, you know, he didn't want to make too many waves. I guarantee you heads are going to fucking roll, and we will see some fucking change. And if it doesn't happen in 4 years, hey, you can make fun of me.
They need to bring, like, Bill Clinton back. You know, he had a good fucking term.
Everybody says that, but do you recall what we were doing to Bill Clinton when he was in office? We were skewering him every step of the way. we're annihilating him for not being a serious president, for being more being a pussy hound and all that shit. I guess in the end it didn't matter because he got our, you know, debt in order and got us working, but I don't know, fuck it.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton is a smart motherfucker.
I guess getting his dick sucked is more is something more to talk about than him having us in the black for most of that term.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's a sign that we're out of problems here in America when we're more worried about the president getting a blowjob or right now whatever the fuck a CIA dude getting a fucking flirting with people's email or well, I don't even know the whole story. I don't want to even go into it. It was like, we're out of problems here, folks. Let's focus on the things that actually matter. Quit fucking looking at each other's emails. Quit snooping. Quit giving a shit about a couple of CIA officers getting some head down in Brazil. I don't. I just couldn't give a shit. It's like steroids in baseball.
It was actually funny seeing how pissed off some of these people were that Romney lost. Like this one girl that I went to school with. She was a white girl, and she was pretty cute. She was pretty hot, but she was a little bit chunky, or always like on the verge of being too much. But she just went fucking ape shit, fucking just pissed off. Like she's like, there's nothing ever to be thankful for ever again. And then, like, the next day, she's like, she's so pissed off. She had a post that just fucking went off about her hatred for Michelle, the Obama's wife, because she saw where they were playing the national anthem and she didn't have her hand on her heart. So she's a un-American and this and that and a disgusting, ugly woman because she didn't have her hand on her heart. And as far as I know, you're not supposed to put your... Well, I mean, they do ask you to do that at the fucking sporting events, but you're supposed to stand at attention when you hear the national anthem. So I was like, calm the fuck down. There's other problems in the world other than this bitch didn't put her hand on her heart, you know?
Yes. Yeah. And it's a song. Shut up.
Right.
I don't get, like, any sort of, like, reverence being shown to fake things, like, drives me nuts. Like, in jiu-jitsu down here, you have to bow to the air before you get on the mat. I'm like, I'm not fucking bowing to this empty dollimer rubber mat. Like, suck my dick. I'm just going to get on the mat like a human being. And like, oh, you got to bow before you get on the mat. I'm like, make me.
Why would you have to bow to the mat?
I don't know the reason. It's dumb.
Is it like you got to get
dance or
something? You got to...
I really think this is part of the reason why I dislike the Gracies. I think you're supposed to bow to Helio Gracie, and I think if you're a Gracie-sponsored school, you're supposed to have a photo of him up somewhere, and you're supposed to bow to the Grandmaster or whatever the fuck that is. And I believe, I could be wrong, but there's none of those photos anywhere. It's just a room with Matt. And so you're supposed to just bow each time you get on and off the mat. That's step one. Step two is we have to pray.
I bet you Brian does it. I bet you that little kiss-ass Brian does it.
No, I know he does it, but I don't think he likes it, though. In his school, he's got the picture of Helio. And I think Brian's into the – he loves the Gracies. He loves the jiu-jitsu. And to me, I love jiu-jitsu. I could give a fuck about the Gracies. Like, they're a bunch of blowhards trying to make a bunch of money, and good for them, but you ain't God. You know, I don't even believe in God, but I certainly don't believe that Helio Gracie's God. Whatever.
Right. That Chinese dude, that Japanese dude kicked his ass.
Yeah. Yes. Sakuraba?
No, not Sakuraba, like, Helio, he's someone everyone thought he was, like, undefeated, right? He wasn't undefeated. He got his ass kicked by a Japanese dude.
You're talking about Hickson or Hoyce?
No, I'm talking about Helio.
Oh, Helio. By Kimura,
way,
right?
Way back when. It's like one of those, like, really early things.
Oh, believe me, he got his ass handed to him. Otherwise, he wouldn't be that good. You have to get your ass handed to you, or you can't get better. Oh, that brings me to something I actually wanted to mention. Wanderlei Silva is on island right now, and he's doing because there's a jiu-jitsu tournament next week, and he's doing a special seminar I'm going to get to go to on Monday. It's going to be fucking awesome. The axe murderer teaching jits. So if he wants me to bow, I'll fucking bow.
Yeah, if he's looking at you, you better bow.
I'll bow.
The one thing about Anderson Silva is that motherfucker always has the best stare down.
No, Vanderlei, not Anderson.
No, Vanderlei, that's what I mean.
Oh, I thought you said Anderson. Yeah, okay,
fucking high. Give me a break. I'm talking about Vanderlei, because the fucking axe murderer, that was the best part of his fight. Well, I mean, he had some awesome, he killed a lot of dudes in Japan, but like the stare, just the way he looked at people right before the fight, I mean, Well, not so much now since he's had all the plastic surgery and he looks kind of like an alien. But before all that, dude, that was one scary man. That was a man whose body language and looks was like, "I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. You're going to die."
I did not know he had plastic surgery. Are you sure he did?
Yeah, dude. Look at his face look at a Google picture from like this year and a picture from like 10 years ago, dude. You'll see it. It's under his eyes. It's like he has that part of his bone straight.
Did he have He had the same sort of, like, scar tissue removal surgery.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. I thought you meant, like, fucking Sly Stallone looking like an alien in the newest Expendables. Did you see that?
I haven't seen the second Expendables yet.
Well, Sly has had a shitload of work done, and his eyes, it looks retarded.
He's 80 years old.
I know, and he looks like he's 45. And a jacked 45, yeah. Well,
no, his face and head look like he's 45. His body looks like he's fucking 25 and on the juice.
Yeah, guess what? He is. And who gives a shit? He looks awesome. He looks huge and badass. Why do we give a fuck about dudes using steroids? We shouldn't.
I'm not really that excited to see that's the part two because, you know, I just disappointed there's no more Stone Cold. But I'm excited that there's going to be an Expendables, all girls Expendables movie coming out.
Oh, I did not know that.
Well, and Gina Carano is going to be like one of the main ones.
Huh, I'll check that out. Well, Expendables 2 was very far-fetched, but...
more so than the first one?
yes, like twice as far-fetched.
Yeah.
But it
was... Yeah, I was actually... I enjoyed the first one, but I was actually kind of disappointed. I mean, I was like... I mean, I don't know. It didn't live up to expectations to me. I thought they were just going for too much bullshit.
Oh, it's excessive.
You know what I mean? There was
excessive blowing up shit.
They were like, you know what? We just blow up stuff, kill people. We don't need no plot or story or movie or anything.
Right. Yeah, the plots were retarded. They just blow up them. Chuck Norris literally killed like 80 guys. Walking down a hallway at the airport, untouched. It's pretty amazing. But they are furious about one of their men getting killed. Furious. They take out $10 million for one.
Who got killed?
I don't want to ruin it for you, man. None of the main guys. It's very obvious who's going to get it when you see the new cast.
Tell me it was Dolph.
No, it wasn't Dolph.
Oh, it was a new guy that they brought in and killed.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Van Damme's awesome in it, though.
But, you know, there's something that you kind of reminded me to ask you about is, since you brought up his name a little while ago, what was it like staying at Casa de Chico?
Oh, shit, that was a long time ago. Oh, man. Well, there's a lot of beans. Under a bridge, they serve nothing but chalupas and gorditas.
Dude, Brian never had no Mexican food in his life.
It was awesome. That's how I know that he has the Helio picture in his.
Did you get to see Whitney naked or close to naked?
Yeah, we all just walked around naked. Yeah,
that'd be like my favorite part.
She strolls around naked, petting her cats and. No, totally naked, all the time. They shit on the ground. It's exactly like playing at somebody's house. What do you expect me to say?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's kind of a weirdo.
No, I'm kind of a weirdo, yeah. But
did you go to their little dojo?
Yeah.
Is it theirs, or what's the deal? What's the actual deal?
Say it again.
Is it their, like, do they own it, or is it, like, their school, or what's the deal? Or they just teach the little kids?
No, Brian teaches adults. Whitney teaches kids. I don't know, they might both teach kids. But no, it's not, he's got some math at his house, but that's not where it was. Did you remember on the Ghost Story show, the Ghost Story episode?
I know there's, like, a building that Granny's scared to climb up the stairs and shit.
Yeah. It's this old church. It's like a church, but like the upper level is just it was a meeting room, and it was a good sized meeting room, and they have covered it in mats and chairs on the outside, and that's where they teach their class. So it's like this church maybe a couple miles from their house, and the bottom is like, you know, just like a church, like pews, and you know, I couldn't tell.
But do they like own it, or are they just like instructors?
No, I think they're just instructors. I don't think it's his school. I think there's a guy above him that owns it, and I think they just rent from the church, and I think they do karate stuff there too, at different times. So they'll have like 2 hours of karate, then 2 hours of jiu-jitsu, and I think their friends might own it. I'm not sure, but man, where they live is a really nice area. It's really beautiful. I'd never been to Seattle, and I guess it's not technically Seattle, but we like drove to like the outlet malls, and we drove through these beautiful mountains, and just, you know, if he didn't bitch so much about the goddamn rain and the cold, I would consider moving up there.
Well, I mean, that weekend I went down there with the Black Republican Ronnie, you know, it was pretty nice.
Oh, but that was summer, though. That was summer.
Yeah, it was in the summer. It was like in June or something. But
yeah, I was there in August. And it was like 65 in August, and I was like, "Fuck this! What I gotta wear a long sleeve shirt for?" Like right now, I'm standing in my front yard. It's 87 degrees, beautiful blue skies, no wind, no rain, and it'll stay like this for most of the day. And it'll dump for an hour, and then it'll be just like this again. So,
did you check out Benny's pad or any of the other people's houses?
No, I did not see Benny's house. No, we went to the baseball game though with Benny, so I did hang out with him. We went to Safeco Field. That's a cool place. Saw the Mariners play. But man, downtown Seattle is really, really a nice place too. And I think there's a lot of things to do there. It's just, you know, we did jiu-jitsu, and that's about it, because that's all we're into.
I remember when we went for the wedding, we fucked up because, you know, they were going to have some stuff there where everyone was at for the wedding at this resort. It was way the fuck out, so you either had to go by ferry or drive around, and driving around took a couple hours. But Ronnie's all, you know, said, "If I'm going, I got to, you know, see some other stuff." So, like, me, Ronnie, Vinny, Ben Miller and his girlfriend, I think we all decided to go check out Seattle. But unfortunately, the traffic was a bitch because it was some, like, parade or something. So, you know, it just took forever to get there. So we finally get to downtown Seattle. We get a burger at Dick's. We go up to the fucking Needle or whatever. We're up there for 10 minutes. Ronnie's like, "I got to go. It's time for me to go." So
you went up to State Needle?
No, to the Space Needle?
The
pointy thing, dude. So we were up there, but, like, we were up there 10 minutes, and then, like, Rodney hit his cutoff to where he had to go to the airport.
So he
went down, took off, and so I'm up there with Benny and Dr. Lucha, and then Ben Miller and his girlfriend had gone somewhere to eat. So, Benny, you know, it wasn't that far before we parked. You know, it should have took Rodney, like, 5 minutes to get there and been out of there. Well, about 15 minutes later, we get a text from Ronnie saying that he's lost, that he worked his way back to the Dick, which is like the total opposite way. So we had to run and haul ass and find Rodney and then get him to his car and then get to the airport on time. And he just like barely made it. So we saw like downtown Seattle for just like an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we were down there. I think it's like... I think it's, like, pretty easy to navigate, other than, you know, the story you just told because of the parade, but I don't think it's, like, super crowded. I think there's quite a few cool things. And now Washington has also passed its marijuana law. What do you think about moving up to creating the F4W compound?
Right, I should move next to Granny, next door to Granny. I can get names up on the show even more than I normally do.
Rodney should just start dating Granny.
I don't take old chicks.
Oh,
Granny's been
and
the one thing that the best thing about that karaoke show was just Granny's bad attitude.
Oh, yeah. Now,
she was pissed for some reason on that show.
Oh, yeah. Well, because she wasn't getting to watch the videos, and so she didn't. She was just listening. She's
no,
so honored. I love her.
She only cared about the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever think in all your life that you'd give a shit about someone else's grandmother so intently as we do about Brian's? You know what I mean?
I know.
Like,
it's weird. I'll never forget, like, the first time you weren't there at this dinner. But the first time she went, we were at the Samba's place, the Brazilian place at the Mirage, and we ended up having two tables, but we had them like on the opposite sides of the room. So the first table, they kind of finished before the second table, my table, and they came and we're all standing around, and Granny sat at like the head of the table. You had everyone like taking their time going to go talk to Granny. It was like Granny was like the godfather, you know, where you go up there and pay your respects. And so all she needed was like a ring for us to kneel down and kiss. And then so like everyone noticed that everybody was like paying attention to Granny like that. So like some people, they asked Teddy Long, and he's like, they go, who's that woman? And he goes, don't you know, that's Granny.
That's the almighty Granny.
Right.
She's pulling the strings.
Yeah.
Hey, are you going to go to any shows? I'm going to the Vegas show December 29th. You're not going to that one, are you?
No, I'm not going to that one, unfortunately.
Kane versus Dos Santos, man. I think only Oliver.
Well, if you find me the ticket and buy me some airfare, I'll go.
Nah, I can't do that.
Mister, I got all these airfare miles and shit.
Yeah, so you could go. But
it's around Christmas time. It could be my Christmas present.
Oh, all right. I'll bring it up with the wife.
Wife,
she'll be thrilled.
She's got money.
She's fucking military.
And she lets you put your name on a credit card so you can use it, you know.
That is true. I do use it. Believe me, wrestling coach doesn't make much money a year. No, but man, that's we're only going to be there for like 8 hours. Like we literally land like at 4:30 when the first match starts. So we're going straight to the building, and then we only have like 7 hours after that to our next flight. So I don't even know if we're going to get a hotel room.
Where the fuck are y'all going?
Back here. We're going into.
You're flying. You're taking a 20-hour flight to be here for 8 hours.
No, we're taking a 30-hour flight to go to Phoenix for 5 days, then to St. Louis for 5 days, and then on the way out, we're going to hit Vegas for 8 hours, and then back here.
Well, that makes a little more sense. I'll be like, bitch, you're complaining about not buying me a ticket, and you're flying in just for 8 hours?
I would, but no, she would not. Yeah, so we're going to be in the States for 10 days. But, yeah, Phoenix and then St. Louis and then, well, we're going to stay at my parents' house. That ain't happening anymore.
Maybe you're going to stay at your parents'
house. They can't live there. Like, it's too much damage. So they're in a hotel right now. And they'll be there 4 or 6 months, something like that. So they're fucked. But they got insurance. So, I mean, it's not like it's going to cost them anything, but it's going to, you know, put them out of their house for a while. So, yeah, my brother was going to stay there with his girlfriend, me and my wife and my parents, and now I don't know what we're going to do.
So, y'all can have a family get together at the hotel they're staying at.
Well, my brother
does
have
a Express. You know, they have like a continental breakfast for you guys.
Ooh, toast and eggs? Wow.
Oatmeal and shit. Is your wife going to let you come to WrestleMania this year?
Nah, I'm not going. It's not that she don't want me. I can do whatever the fuck I want. She just, yeah. I mean, if I want to go, I'm not going to New York, man. I don't feel like it.
It's not New York. It's New Jersey, dude.
Yeah, whatever. It's the same.
You don't want to hang out with Mexican seafood? He's going to be all crushed.
I don't know. I do want to hang out with him. Damn it. No, I don't
want to
go. You
know he just got married, right?
No, I didn't know. Oh, anyway, I knew he was engaged. No, I didn't know he got married.
They fucking eloped and they took a cruise to like Jamaica.
Oh, good for them. Have you seen his wife?
Yeah, I told you she kind of looks like Beth Phoenix.
Oh yeah, a bodybuilder or something.
Well, she's a thick girl. She's not fat. Don't want to accuse me of saying that. She's just a thick girl. Mexican seafood likes them thick. But she's pretty, and she kind of reminds me of Beth Phoenix.
Hey,
but they went to Jamaica, and then they right before the hurricane kind of like fucked them twice.
Because they couldn't get out or back in.
They couldn't get out, and so they had to deal with the hurricane when they were leaving, and then they went back to home, and then the hurricane followed them back home.
Oh man, that sucks.
And he was actually out of power for like a few days, but his stuff's back on.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Mexican seafood.
I told him, like, did you find any good weed? And he's like, yeah, the guy who lives under the pier. I was like, what? There's a guy who lives under the pier, and we were out there in the water, and he just came up, and he just appeared and was like selling stuff. So there's like some dude who lives under the pier or bridge or whatever. And he just swims up to you to sell it to me.
I can't imagine it's that difficult to get that in Jamaica. I'll bet you. I'll bet
well,
you
they actually
have
like strict laws about that.
They what?
They actually are pretty strict with the laws.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In Jamaica? No. Mm-hmm. Well, I bet... Those Jamaicans are doing something that's making them fucking enormous and fast. Like,
it ain't weed, man.
What?
It ain't weed if it's making them fast.
No, I know. Have we ever talked about weed as a performance-enhancing drug? I'm sure you have, but not with me.
No, not really, but...
Who just failed for the test? Who was that that just failed for weed?
That stupid motherfucker, didn't he fight on your show?
Oh, yeah, Paul Thiago.
Yeah, Paul Thiago. He couldn't find any fake tits, so he got caught this time.
Ah, okay. Yeah, what do you
remember
think about
that? He failed before because he used fake urine.
Right, I remember that. He was out for a year. But there was another guy recently, too.
Oh, Herman. TV Herman.
Herman? Yeah.
Yeah, Dave Herman. Yeah.
So what do you think about that? You think they should be suspended? I mean, I know you personally don't think they should be suspended, but, like, given the fact that... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't know. I don't think it's fucking a big deal. Like, the way I see it is if I can go to work and be high and then not know it about it, it's like I win. So it's like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know,
you can go fight and smoke weed and not get caught... Yeah, you win. But if you get caught, then, hey, you know, it's like any other rule. You got caught breaking
it. It's not like it makes you, like, fucking, like a super killing machine.
No.
If anything, it makes you the opposite, you know?
right.
So it's
well,
like, I don't think it's a big deal.
No, I don't think it's a big deal at all. And what I think, I don't know why Dana doesn't push for this, is to... get states to stop testing for it, okay? Like, it doesn't hurt anybody, so let's stop testing for it. We're not coming back, you know? The legal weed is out of the bottle. We've already passed it in two states. We're going that way. We're not going back. So let's try to get out in front of the curve, you know, and stop testing for it and quit suspending our fighters. I don't know. Maybe I'm way off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that big a deal. I think everyone should be able to smoke weed.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Like, what's so absurd about it is, like, okay, and like, WWE, they just fine you. They don't suspend you if you get caught for smoking pot. So then they got mad, and they told them that, okay, well, we're still not going to suspend you, but you're going to get fined, and we're going to de-push you and shit like that. And then, so then they start smoking this fake shit, which is nasty as shit, and then they decide that, okay, we're going to suspend that, and if you get caught with that, you're going to get suspended. So it becomes a stronger, it's even worse than smoking weed, and these idiots, like a certain friend of yours, decide to keep smoking the fake shit instead of the real shit, and, you know, you had more trouble because of it.
Right, I know. It's weird. And then now what they do, almost all of them stop smoking anything. They just drink a ton. And we all know drinking's way worse for you than weed. And so they've, like, forced their hand because of legalities. So it's like, let's get out in front of this shit. Quit.
When did they have time to drink, though? Because I thought they all went home and played video games all night.
Yeah, sure.
You know, according to the WWE and stuff, you know.
Right. That's why their video game's so hot. No, and certainly some do and some don't. And just like in the 80s, some did steroids, some didn't. And some partied, some didn't. It's just what they're just trying to put that message out there. But that's certainly not true. Fucking John Cena drinks every single night. He drinks beer on his bus every single night. So, and he manages to maintain quite a bit of good standing and an incredible physique. So, you think of that what you want.
He's smart enough not to drive. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
They don't de-push him.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're going to unless he fucking pulled the Tickle Me Elmo, they're not going to fucking de-push him. Come on now.
Yeah. Well, it also in the rules is, technically, you can't have been drinking 12 hours prior as well. That's
oh, really?
Yeah, so... Well, guess what? I'm sure some of them are up till pretty damn late in the morning, and they're going on, you know, but then nobody ever tests for that. It's just, like, stated, so I don't know. It's fucking dumb. I don't think any drug should be illegal, and I was having this discussion last night, quite frankly, with some smart people.
Well, dude, I don't want to be walking down the street next to someone who's smoking crack. I think there's a few drugs that need to be fucking illegal.
Why?
Huh?
What do you give a shit?
So they could go crazy and try to eat me like that one dude did in Florida.
Okay, well, that's your discretion to get away from that person. And, if you're hanging out with somebody smoking crack, that's on you. And guess what? Crackheads don't live very long. And I was talking to somebody about pills. And Oxycontin, and they said last year 16,000 people died from overdosing. I mean, maybe more than that. Maybe I got this particular case. 16,000 and died last year of overdose of Oxycontin or something like that. And my thought is, well, that's that. Nothing we could do about it. Too bad. Sorry. If you want help, we can get you help. But that's dumb to take an incredible drug off the market or make it illegal. Or what they're thinking about doing is prescribing a counter drug in case of accidental overdose. So they're thinking about prescribing with Oxycontin a drug that you can take in case you overdose on it, and it'll bring you back. It'll block
the... How do you know if you're overdosing? Wouldn't you be, like dead or, like, tripping so much? How are you going to know to take that?
No, right. So someone near you would have to administer it to you. Via nasal spray or injection.
Oh, I got
you. Like an emergency kit. It's like they looked at all. You know what an AED is, an automatic external defibrillator.
No, but I was about to say it'd be like a Pulp Fiction when what's her name died and they gave her the fucking adrenaline shot.
Right, exactly like that. Except you don't have to plunge it through their sternum. And anyway, so they're thinking about. Also prescribing you this antidote, basically. And I'm like, well, why the fuck would we waste our time? If we got a bunch of Oxycontin addicts, let them die. maybe that's not the most moral stance to take, but I feel the same way with all drugs. Like, you want to do meth, hey, have at it. You die, chances are you weren't being that productive anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, that's an incredibly undemocratic stance to take. Very Republican. But, I don't know, that's my drug stance.
All I know is I wouldn't mind having... What?
Oh. Same
I was going to say, I wouldn't mind having a script for OxyContin.
Because of something, or just to get fucked up on it.
Just to get fucked up on it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, lots of people would, but, you know, so let's say you could get it. Would you go get it? If you could go down to the store and buy whatever, you know, 20 pills, would you go do it?
Probably.
Would you do it once, or would you do it every weekend, or would you do it
a lot? Like every weekend.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so that's your choice. And if you had a problem and you died from it, I'd be like, well, Ed's gone. He made the decision because he made that first decision. But now you get the mix of it. I say, Ed, you got a problem, brother. We got to get you some help. So you're taking that chance. I think you should be free to take that chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Ed, you haven't, there's plenty of people who are not getting their UPS deliveries. More so. You got a problem.
Right.
So that's weird, though. Usually people who do weed don't really like OxyContin.
Well, I've actually never done it, but...
Oh, all right. Fair enough. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong with that. Maybe that's not it. Anyway.
Wish we could get some of our wussy-ass Canadian friends to send us some 222s. Like, it's not that illegal.
Well, you know, those are, they have a ton of acetaminophen in them. So if you want to get high off of something like that, you got to, like, extract the drug out. You got to extract the acetaminophen off of it. Because if you take too much, you'll just poison yourself. That's why they sell them. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So they're cut they're actually made with acetaminophen and caffeine. So they have two different components to pain relief, and then they have whatever, I think it's codeine in there. And so you'd have to take, like, a whole bottle full to get fucked up.
Oh.
But if you took a whole bottle full, you'd poison yourself with aspirin, basically.
Or Tylenol. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Then
you could do them. If you got a low tolerance, you could, you know, probably feel all right off of 4 or something. Anyway, why are we talking so much about drugs?
I have no idea. I don't even know how we got here.
Yeah, we're supposed to talk about booze. Do you drink anymore?
Just occasionally.
Yeah, me too. We're such pussies, man. We're such old men. Remember when, like, I used to, like, start off the show with, like, 2 shots? And there was, like, the Christmas show by the end. We were just a nightmare, rambling on for 2 hours, and we're like, holy shit.
We did about 3 hours on Christmas.
Yeah, but we'd have like 10 phone calls. I would be like at a party, and there'd be way too much noise. It was awful. It was the unprofessional cast for sure.
I remember like the Halloween show where you were at a party and we're getting girls again on the line, and Couture had to be a dumbass and fucking scare all of them that they didn't want to be on the show anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was like, yeah, they're like, who's that creepy guy?
Sure, fucking up everything.
Did you go to a Halloween party this year?
No, I worked.
Oh. Dude, in our neighborhood, it's like the huge neighborhood for people to drop their kids off. There was 5,000 kids. I spent $200 on candy, and it was gone in 30 minutes. And I was out handing it out. It was like Mardi Gras in New Orleans. It was packed, cars everywhere, people just hammered. It was incredible, and they're all dressed up like maniacs. I was dressed up like Princess Peach, as you can imagine.
Of course, that's the only costume you fucking ever wear.
I know.
What was it like? Was it like on base or like what the fuck?
No. We don't live on base. We live in a neighborhood, just a regular neighborhood. And yeah, it's sort of the nicer person. It's the nicer neighborhood because it's up on the hill. It's called the Heights. So we there's a lot of rich people up here. Like their neighborhood.
So everyone just dropped off all their poor kids to go get candy.
Exactly. But, you know, people decorate and, like, make haunted houses and shit and have big parties. And yeah, but every Sunday, I've got this sort of figured out. It's because everything closes very early here. Like, midnight is, like, the time when bars close and shit.
Uh-huh.
So Sunday, everybody has barbecues. And so everybody gets hammered on Sundays and sits out in their front yard and, I don't know, fucking throws coconuts at each other or something. I don't know. But they have these... You'll go down any neighborhood and just there's five or six barbecues on each block. There's people everywhere. It's kind of nutty.
Yeah, that's cool.
Family's very big here. And they have very big families because everyone's related to everybody. It's weird. There's like six different last names here. You have one of six names. Ben Nicholas, Cruz, Pangellin. I'm pronouncing it wrong, but whatever.
You need to find me like a really hot 19-year-old girl from Guam and have her be like my mail order bride.
Well, they do that, and like when you come over here, they target, they will like you know, they go out and they try to find these airmen or, you know, Marines or naval guys, and they try to hook up with them and they'll fuck you, you know, whatever, and they'll try to catch you, basically, because if they can get into the military system by getting pregnant by you and then you have to marry them or whatever the case may be.
So if I went over there, I'd have to pretend I was in the service and shit. And I get some free pussy.
You wouldn't have to pretend. Yeah, you just lie. I mean, like, they're, yeah. So,
oh, yeah,
yeah,
like my fat ass, they're going to be, oh, yeah, I'm a Green Beret.
Well, no. There's plenty of people who are as fat as you in the military, and they pass their physicals all the time. Yeah. You just work on a ship, or you sit in a computer office, or, you know, you do something. You just be like, hey, I got the keys of a nuclear sub right here, baby. You want that? Yeah.
Well, shit, now you really need to get your wife to buy me a ticket to fly out there.
Yeah, man. You like it. I mean, it's a long fucking flight. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's a day and a half, really, because you lose a day, or you lose like a half a day when you get here. But then you gain it back when you go back, except it doesn't count as anything. It feels awful.
I don't know if I can handle a flight that long, just sitting in the chair for basically that whole time. I don't know how like Oliver Cop does it, because I like that motherfucker flying everywhere all the time.
Yeah, but when you get to a point where it's like you've done it so much, then you start getting first class upgrades. And so I bet you he doesn't fly coach. I bet you he's got upgrades. And also, he's probably not paying for it, too. He's probably got whatever he works for, because he reports. Like, he's press, right? So they're probably paying him.
He has an old magazine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to talk to him. I need to get some press credentials.
Yeah.
Well, do you know anything? Do you know he's got his own magazine for real?
As far as I know, he does, yeah. Dude, why didn't you just fucking call Brian or email Brian when you went to China? You feel like you got press credentials. It's like not fucking him or Dave are going.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think about that.
You're stupid, dude.
What, have you ever gotten them? You've gotten them before, haven't you?
I've gotten them twice, yeah. I was on press row at the show in Dallas for what's his name? Franklin got knocked out by Belfort. And then I was at the WEC show here where they had Cerrone versus Henderson, which was the first fight, which was like one of the best fights ever. I was like right there for it. It was fucking awesome.
Did you have to go to the press conference afterwards or something?
Not for the one in Dallas. I split right after the show and because Dave was there. It's not like I had to do anything.
Right. Right.
All I did was like at the between like the TV show and the pay per view we went and had. We're eating in the press room, and the one guy down off the stone came by and he's all, hey, I got this idea for a book, and it's the best, like, the real, like, wrestlers are, like, real shoe fighters or whatever, like a list. So
yeah.
We fucking bullshitted about that for 30 minutes, and come to find out now I'm credited in the book for a conversation.
Really?
But,
who is it?
It was Jonathan Snowden, the guy who wrote Total
MMA.
Oh,
Jonathan Snowden. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So he credited me in his book.
Oh, that's cool.
It's just,
you're an author.
But yeah, so I was just, I showed up for the fight, and then I you know, I ate and shit there, and then, like, split right after, and then Dave was like, if you want to do WEC. And when I did the WEC, I went to the press conference, which was just, like, a little small. It wasn't hardly anything. And just hit up the food, just tore the food up on that show.
did you get report back to Dave?
I was, but then Jeremy Botter was there, and I was having some internet trouble, and so I couldn't, it was going real slow, so Botter was like, oh, don't worry, I already sent Dave the first fight, and I looked at what he sent him, and it was like this giant paragraph compared to my two sentences, so I was like, hey, Jeremy, go ahead and send your shit to Dave. So fucking, he sent it to Dave, so Dave's using that, so I was just basically there just fucking off on the board.
Right, right.
While I'm watching
sure.
it. And then I'm taking fucking pictures. And every time Brittany would come by, I would take pictures of Brittany. And you're not supposed to take pictures. You got to have, like, a special pass for that, you know, your separate thing. So you're not supposed to do it. So I kept doing it. And the guy next to me is, are you allowed to do that? I was like, no, not really. But, you know, they haven't said anything. So I'm taking pictures the whole night. And then finally, at the end of the night, he decided he was going to take a picture of Brittany. He takes one picture. I did walk in. Hey, man, you're not supposed to take a picture. You get kicked out for the... but it was pretty cool. I got to talk to Tracy Lee a little bit. Oh, I love her. She's so awesome.
Yeah, they got. Oh, you'd love the. Well, I'm sure you saw them, the Ring Card Girls in Macau. I think
they need to hire those girls permanently and bring them over. Those chicks, the fucking have the four of them, fucking the two Asians, Brittany and Ariane. Oh man, that's just fucking heaven.
Yeah, you were even going nuts.
Asians, yeah, dude, I'd fucking go crazy on those videos.
Well, I don't think Dave needs me to do any press work now that every single fucking fight airs on Facebook or FX or
Fuel.
Yeah,
but they would have still gave it to you. They still would, and I guarantee you, they'd give it to you. Next time there's a fight in Asia and you're going, ask them for it, dude.
Well, I might go to the Japan show, because Tuck's fighting on the Japan show, and if I can, what I really like to get into his camp here, because I trained with him a little bit. But if I could get, like, into his camp and actually start working with him more, you know, then I could go over there, like, as part of his crew. I think that'd be really fun. Yeah, but if I could get press credentials, it'd be even better.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, just watch the Spurs whoop the Indiana Pacers' ass.
Hey, is hockey still done?
I'm thinking I saw, like, a post from Freeway saying that they canceled, like, so many games from his team. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to Phoenix, and there's a Suns game when I'm in town. I think I'm going to try to hit it up. But there's also there was supposed to be a Coyotes game, a hockey game I was going to go see, but I guess I'm not going to go see that. So.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with hockey. But, yeah, the Spurs were playing. It was kind of close, and then Indiana fucking went on a run. It looked like they were going to, like, blow up the Spurs, and then they pissed off Manu, and the Spurs came rolling back and won by, like, 5 or 6.
Yeah. So Ginobili's back at – he's back at 100%?
He's showing flashes. He's not totally back yet. He's not even close yet, but he's showing flashes, like, the last few games. So.
Did he start?
No, he's coming off the bench.
Oh, okay. Huh. Well, he'll be back.
They're actually doing. They beat Boston the last one. They just beat Indiana. They're on, like, a 6-game Eastern trip swing. So luckily it's against the East, so they can get some wins, because they're starting forward. He's not a rookie anymore. Second year, Kawhi. He's out with tendonitis in the knees, and then the backup small forward is Steven Jackson, and he just broke his finger in his shooting hand, so he's out for fucking quite a while. So we got, like, no small forward. So, but they're doing okay, so hopefully they'll keep it up.
What happened to Jeremy Lin? Is he playing?
He got traded. I think
I think
he's in Oklahoma now.
Oh, okay.
I think he went to Houston, and then Houston traded that Harding dude, and I think he was part of the deal, but I don't think he plays.
Yeah, the only time I ever get to catch SportsCenter is when I'm at the gym and they got it on the TV and I just watch a little bit, because at home, all that shit's over by the time I get home. And so I just watch nothing but Fuel. Just watch all fights all the time. Henry, I'm so sick of it.
I'm surprised she hasn't divorced her ass already. I'm amazed, actually.
She might soon here. If she does, can I move in with you?
No, because you might try and rape me. I mean, you want to get an apartment somewhere else where I can, you know, be able to lock the door at night, you know, then I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Can I move into your apartment and you can live in the house? Can I live in the garage?
Wouldn't you rather live with Rodney?
No. No. Are they living with black people? Oh, come on, man. I can't stand. I don't want to live on his cattle ranch. I don't know where I'd move to. If you had to move to a different city, where would you move to? You had to.
Well, I'd like to go to Vegas, but I don't know if I could live there all year. I can barely handle 4 days.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Vegas, too, but I'm afraid it might be one of those things where, like, you're in the place all the time, and then so you never do any of the things that you're there that you could do because it's always there.
See, my biggest worry would be, like, I'd never have any money because whenever I'd have some extra money in my pocket, I'd run it across a hot fucking call girl, so.
Yeah, you know. Well.
I'd be getting laid all the time, but I'd be a poor-ass motherfucker. I'd have to think about it. It sounds kind of tempting now that I think about it.
Vegas is pretty cool. There's an Air Force base in Vegas, or just outside of, that it could be on the list. I'm going to have to
there's an Air
really
Force base
consider that.
Either.
Yeah, I know, but there's nothing else cool there. I mean, the Riverwalk's cool. But, like, think about how many UFC shows you could go to. You go to, like, 30 a year.
Well, I'm thinking that, you know, me and you could always go to, like, the sports bars for big games, and, you know, you could just use your wife's credit card, and I never have to spend any money. It'd be awesome.
Oh, all right, so now I can move to San Antonio. Now you'll let me.
Yeah. As long as you bring your credit card, I'm fine with the deal.
All right. Yeah, no way would I move in with Rodney. I'm not moving to that death trap in Louisiana. He wouldn't want... And, I don't know. So I'm thinking Washington, maybe Seattle. They got some weed there. I mean, not that I know. And I don't know. What would you go to Colorado? Would you go to Denver?
I don't know. What the fuck is it really in Denver?
Yeah, if you're not big into skiing and shit, I guess not that much.
Maybe if, like, Julie was still out there, I could at least try and hit on Julie. But I don't think she's there no more.
Yeah, she's not. She's back in St. Louis. I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody from St. Louis in a long time. Actually, my high school's 15th reunion is tonight, and I got a text from a buddy asking me if I was going. I was like, I don't think we're going to make it. Not going to make it. Did not know about it. Not going to be able to make the drive.
Your ex is like a mom now.
Oh, tell me about it. Good for her, though. Good for her. I'm glad she's happy. I'm glad she has some children in her life. So, yeah, and I like the dude that she's with, too. The dude she's with is cool.
Oh, that's cool. So. Yeah, I talk to every great once in a while on Facebook.
Yeah.
Real quick, let me throw out the plug. Everyone check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at AngryMarks.com along with a lot of other shows. You can also friend me at Facebook at Edward Laredo or Ed in San Antonio, and you can follow me on Twitter at Ed in San Antonio on Twitter. Follow me there. I thought you had a Twitter, dude.
No, I killed it. I had a Twitter when I had that Peach Machines parade. That's and then I killed it.
Oh, that's
I don't know. I just can't get into any of that shit. I just don't like it. I spend too much time for my job. I have to fucking just email all day. So email and make phone calls. So fuck it. Last thing I want to do is update people on my personal status. And nobody gives a shit. How many followers do you have?
Right. I mean, how many? Okay, close to 100. But it's like how many? How many people can? How long can people listen to you talk about having gay expertise every fucking night? At least when Jakey does it, he's funny, dude. When you do it, he'd be like, whatever. It's too much info. Shut up.
Hey, that's why I canceled the show. It wasn't funny.
Speaking of Jakey, I need to send you this. I guess I could send it to Kendra. Jakey won like this like statewide comedy contest, like amateur comedy thing. And he's actually pretty funny, and he's got part of the act, his winning act on YouTube. So I'll send you a link on that one.
Yeah, what state? Rhode Island? It's got to be one of the small states.
No, I fucking Wisconsin. Yeah, Wisconsin.
Really? Oh, man, good for him. That's awesome. I'd love to see his comedy. I love comedy. In fact, I'm going to go see Louis C.K. when I'm in Phoenix. That'll be awesome.
Where are you going?
I don't know. We're going, like, the 19th or 20th, maybe?
No, I mean, why are you going to Phoenix?
Oh, sure. Her family lives there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, her family's there, and, yeah, her brother, and... So we're going to, you know, do a mini Christmas there and then mini Christmas at my parents. So, because we haven't been back home in quite a while. And we didn't go back for Christmas last year. We stayed here. So, anyway.
Anyway. Well, we're off the live feed here, so I guess we can go ahead and wrap up. Anything that you wanted to talk about before we take off, though?
No, well, let's see. We made fun of Rodney. No, that's it. That's all I wanted to do.
I think you're actually kind of easy on Rodney this show.
Yeah.
Did you ever talk to Rodney in the middle of right after the hurricane thing?
No, but I did give him shit for fucking being a pussy, not being Granny's running mate. I'm like, you don't have time to not do anything and take a fake position. Are you kidding me? You're too busy to do absolutely zero and then have zero responsibilities further? I thought that was hilarious. No, all right, what was going on?
I just know that he wanted to kill his, what's the name, what's the dude that, the insurance dude that comes to talk to you when your house gets fucked up?
Claims adjuster.
Everyone thinks Rodney's the most sweetest, nicest, couldn't hurt a fly. You should have heard the things Rodney was saying that he wanted to do to this motherfucker, dude. He wanted to do some fucking Pulp Fiction-type fucking shit to this dude.
No, I didn't know his house was even that, it was even damaged. I didn't hear anything about it.
Oh, he was staying at he was staying at a hotel for a while, like kind of like your parents are going to have to.
Oh, man, well... Wow. Yeah, I figured, I was like, he's probably didn't get hit by it. That's why I didn't hear about it. So maybe I shouldn't have been so mean. But I digress. I should always be mean. I don't know.
Right. Oh, well. I really don't anything else to talk about, so I guess we'll end the show. So.
Yeah, sounds good. I enjoyed talking to you, and... send me that Jakey link.
I'll send it to your woman either tonight or tomorrow.
All right, man. Take it easy, Ed.
All right, cool. Yeah, everybody come back next week, and I guess I have the other two unprofessional assholes who didn't show up tonight back on. So everybody come back next week, and I'll leave you all with this.
Man with a 10-inch cock. Brent Blair.
Don't mind it. It felt so good. It felt so
great.
Don't mean it.
Another faggot son of a bitch.
Tonight, I kissed
you. Nicola.
I liked it.
I liked
it.
Yes, baby.
it over to this.